Out to Atlanta, GA we go on WGKA. Doug, you're up on Bill Bennett's Morning in America. I'm glad you called. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm doing great, sir.
You know, I think the question you just asked, will Dan rather do the right thing and step down? I think he won't, because I believe from the very beginning this whole thing has been a face-saving issue. The whole National Guard story had been covered for years, but CBS trying to save face for their guy in the race, come up with some fake memos to deal with it. Then when they go to defend the whole issue, it's all face-saving. They had, oh, no, I'm sure we vetted all this stuff. And there's a report, again, was saying that they were way too strident about, you know, defending stuff that was indefensible. And then this whole bit with basically a slap on the wrist, it's just a face-saving thing. They're keeping Dan, and that saves face for them because he's their main face, essentially. So, oh, he didn't get, you know, taken out. And the president, you know, Hayward didn't get taken out. And so this whole coverage of the report is just a face-saving technique as well. And so I don't think Dan is going to go anywhere because of this, because that would lose face for CBS. It's all been about image. And that just that has permeated this whole situation.
Hey, Doug, you know what I find just appalling and very damaging to CBS. And even if you say it's not politically biased, and by the way, I'm glad you called. I thank you. It's that they investigated this in '99 before the 2000 election. They investigated again in 2004 before this election. This was political bias.